This is a really strange way to begin a message in the first Sunday of 2020, but I'm going to ask you a question. What comes to mind when you hear the word stranger? Stranger danger, yeah. And that's how we're taught as kids. A lot of us be careful of strangers because we know strangers can bring harm to children or bring harm to us too. And probably, like me, you've had some bad experiences with strangers. Maybe you've had your identity stolen by a stranger. Maybe you've been mugged, or maybe somebody has in traffic. Maybe a stranger has honked a horn several times at you, or maybe even given you the one finger salute a time or two. Strangers, we have all these interesting encounters with strangers. Some of them are not so good, and those tend to stay in our memory. But we're going to be telling some stories this month. And I'm going to tell you a few stories about strangers. And I want you to kind of rate them whether or not they're good stories or not. Okay? Basically, I want to know if I can recycle these for later sermons or if I need to throw them out. Okay? So you're going to help me? Okay. So story number one with strangers. It's August of 2000. Jenny and I had been married for a couple of months, and for my mom and dad's wedding anniversary, they gave us a gift. They took us to Chicago, put us up in a hotel, and my brother and sister and their significant others, so it was all of our family, and we were doing the tourist thing, and we went up in can I call it the Sears Tower? I even had to look it up. I guess it's called Willis Tower now, but if can I have permission to call it Sears? Okay, I think it was even Sears Tower this time, but I don't know. So anyway, so we take this really fast elevator to the observation deck of the Sears Tower, and we got to look all around at Chicago and see Lake Michigan, and it was really cool. And one thing that happened is we encountered this stranger, and it appeared that he was a Middle Eastern man. And he was taking pictures, and he pointed at Jenny and I, and he had to stand at certain angles. And we didn't know this stranger from any, we never met him, didn't know anything about him. But he's going around taking these pictures at different angles in the Sears Tower. And with us in it, and we're just like, what's going on here? Well, fast forward a year later, and 9/11 hit our country. And as the planes flew into New York City and all over, that memory came back. And even later, it came out with some interrogation that supposedly Al-Qaeda was planning on attacking the Sears Tower too, but that was one of the plots that didn't quite work out. And so immediately, obviously, the story Jenny and I told is that stranger was probably with Al-Qaeda. What if bin Laden had seen our picture? Like, so that was our story. So what do you think? Is that interesting or not? Okay. Yeah. So we don't know. We don't know, but could have been, maybe it wasn't. Okay. So here's another story. It's 1995. I'm getting ready to be a senior in high school, and our youth group did a mission trip in Denver, Colorado. And fortunately, our youth pastor came up with this great idea of taking us to Estes Park and going to Rocky Mountain National. And it was the first time I'd seen the Rockies, and I was blown away. I remember, like, that as we were singing worship songs on the way in the church van heading up there, like, we were just, like, feeling it. You feel God, or whatever that means. But we were up there, we were having this great time, just amazed about the Rocky Mountains, and all of a sudden, my youth pastor collapsed. There was only one other adult on the trip, and she had no idea what to do. She was panicking. We didn't know what to do. So I remember a couple of us gathered around, and we just started praying. And then from out of nowhere, this woman showed up. She said, "I'm a nurse." She knew. None of us knew what to do. She did. She took care of him. We got an ambulance, and he ended up being okay, but they took him to the ER, and everything was good. But I remember talking to a few others, and we were wondering, that lady, I never saw her car. I didn't see where she came from. Was she an angel? Okay, what do you think about that story? Okay, kind of interesting, right? Okay, so I got a few more that we'll come to later. But again, today we're going to be talking a little bit about strangers, this strange start to 2020, and telling some stories. So we're going to start with Hebrews chapter 13, 1 and 2. This is a great passage for a church, for an individual. It's just so packed. Keep on loving one another as brothers and sisters. Keep on doing it over and over, every day, every week. It's so important. And then next it says, do not forget to show hospitality to strangers. So question, what do you think can keep us from showing hospitality to strangers? Now, I think there are a few different factors and you'll probably come up with more just reasons why maybe we don't show hospitality to strangers. One of them that I was thinking of is that we're busy. I know I get really preoccupied, kind of this, Jesus told this story of the Good Samaritan, kind of like that, where I got things to do, I got to go here to here, and I may not even notice strangers, or I don't have time for strangers, and I'm just preoccupied on what I have to do and what I need to get done. So maybe for us, some of it is just this preoccupation, a real internal focus. In pastor circles, we have this term called internally focused church. And that's a church that's really focused on the inside, like how we help each other out, but it forgets to look outward. And it's all about what's happening in instead of looking out at the world. And sometimes, a lot of times, I'm like that. And that's one of the reasons, one of the factors that can keep us from showing hospitality to strangers, a self-focus, a preoccupation. Here's another one. Anybody ever shown hospitality to someone? Anybody ever had a spill on your carpet because of that? Anything ever break when you're showing hospitality to someone else? Showing hospitality, not just to strangers, but to friends or family, can be inconvenient. It can be messy. When we show hospitality, carpets get dirty. Our lives get disrupted. As a church, a couple of times in our fairly recent history here at Meridian, we felt that God has wanted us to show hospitality to another congregation. So two times, again, in the last decade or so, we have shared this building with another congregation. And the congregation is composed mainly of refugees from the country of Myanmar or Burma, depending on how you acknowledge that country. But so a couple times we've had that opportunity to show hospitality to people who mostly don't even speak our own language. And sometimes it creates problems. It has complicated our lives to do that. We have things where things go missing easier, messes happen, breaks happen. So this, what we think is showing obedience to Christ and our calling to show hospitality, has created some headaches. It's created some complications, some inconveniences, and it would be easier not to. Another reason, as we've already covered, is fear, right? Stranger danger. We're afraid. And especially in the kind of the post 9/11 climate, where we have a really important story in the history of our country, where strangers from a foreign land came and hijacked airplanes. And that can make us extra suspicious about strangers. So it's funny because our stories are really powerful. The stories that we're familiar with that we tell. When Jenny and I, not long after our family announced to our church in Frankfurt that we were going to be leaving to come to Indianapolis, a few people, it was funny, this happened a few times, but a few people pulled us aside and said, I'm really worried about you. I think you're going to die if you go to Indianapolis. Because they'd seen the news stories, you know, on the news, somebody gets murdered, you know, so like they just thought this was some sort of a war zone we were going to. And we're like, it's okay. Jenny's from this area. We know it. The place we are going to be are not even dangerous. But it's funny because those stories that they'd read in the paper and seen on TV made them think that we were going to some dangerous, exotic location where people were lurking to attack us at any step. And for the record, I've never been robbed in Indianapolis. And we did get stolen. I remember as we were from a small town, we did get robbed a few times there, but never in Indianapolis. So anyway, it's just kind of stories, though. Those stories stay with us about what's dangerous. So there are reasons. And maybe with the reason, maybe I've talked you out of even showing hospitality to anybody, let alone strangers. Like, yeah, there are good reasons. It could be dangerous. It's going to be inconvenient. It could disrupt my life. I got too much to do to worry about it. So there are those things. But when I reflect on it, too, I'll have to say that even though I have these vivid memories of a few times where I've had these bad experiences with strangers, 99.9% of the time my experiences with strangers have been benign. Nothing came of it, or even positive. Like, I've had a much worse driving record. I've been in car accidents more percentage of time since I've had a license than I've had a bad experience with a stranger. But those few things. And I was thinking about some of the good things that have happened with strangers. Even since I've lived in the war zone of Indianapolis, I dropped my wallet in a very public parking lot. A stranger went through just to see where I lived and brought my wallet to me. That's a pretty awesome stranger. I've had strangers help with medical problems. I've had strangers help with direction. Even this past Labor Day, we were at a place called Anderson Falls near Columbus. And I had dropped my cell phone on a rock. And then we went for a walk. And these strangers had found it and were guarding it and just waiting to see until I came. So mostly I have far more experiences that were positive with strangers than negatives. And yet I tend to hold on and again see that stranger danger. Let's go back to Hebrews. Let's look what the writer says. Do not forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing so, some people have shown hospitalities to angels without knowing it. Whoa, right? And so, like, kind of the direction I want to go is like, so, I mean, I wasn't showing hospitality to the nurse in the Rocky Mountains, but was she an angel or not? Or which one was an angel, the one in the Sears Tower? Or was there an angel that gave me, Anderson, like, which one was an angel, like a supernatural being, and which one wasn't? But instead of going down that direction, I want to look at what the term angel even means. In the Greek, the word angel means messenger. And the tendency is kind of to wonder, like, is it human or not? Like, is it just supernatural and mysterious or just common? But think about maybe the times where we've seen a messenger from God and not even knowing it. I've got a couple more stories that I'm going to tell, and I want you to rate how good they are. Okay, ready for this one? One time I was walking down a sidewalk, and I saw a stranger, and I smiled, and I said hello. The end. What do you think about that one? Is that a good story? Nobody's commenting. That's kind of an okay, I got a thumbs down. Boring story, you think? Okay, and yet that one's happened so many times. And I agree with Josh, the only one with courage enough to tell me my story is boring, to say, I agree, Josh, that one is so boring, I even forgot it. I forgot it, but one person who didn't forget it is a person who married me. And we're getting ready, that was our first encounter, and we're getting ready to celebrate 20 years of marriage this year. So maybe a boring story, but a meaningful, and if I had a time machine, I'd rather go back to that one than the other stories I've told you. Okay, here, let's try out another one. This may be more exciting. I was a pastor in Frankfurt with a youth group from kids from Frankfurt, and we went to the International Church of God Youth Convention. This is in Colorado again. It's in Denver, Colorado. So we're having this good experience, and my job was just to make sure the kids were safe, and I failed because one of them went missing. And it was a girl, and I was nervous. And so we were looking for her, and finally I found her. And she was in a hotel room with strangers. Fortunately, the strangers didn't hurt her. I mean, they looked like they didn't want to see me because I was kind of interrupting what they were doing. I took the girl out, and the end. What do you think about that one? Is that one okay? That was okay, right? But here's another little bit of a twist on that story. That youth group that was there, that was the group from Meridian Church of God in Indianapolis. And I was looking at a bunch of people who were strangers. I didn't know anyone, but some of the strangers I was looking at were probably some of you guys. Anybody at that 2012 Denver? I see hands. So we were strangers, and in that moment, but those strangers weren't harmful. And again, if I had a time machine, I'd rather go back to that moment and see, wow, there's a person who I'd really get to know, like we'd have this relationship with someday, and we had no idea that we'd ever know each other. few years back, there was a popular television show called Lost. And Jenny and I watched it religiously for a while. We get really excited. And in the early years of it, especially, one of the things I really liked, it's the story of a plane crash where people survive it and end up on an island, an uninhabited island. And so they had all been strangers in this airplane. But then they do all these flashbacks, and you see in the flashbacks that even though they were strangers, their stories had been intersecting. You saw key moments, and they'd cross paths with a stranger, having no idea how close they were going to become. And that fascinated me. Let's go back thinking about maybe strangers always won't always be strangers, and maybe what kind of messengers we're seeing and we're not even aware of it. Let's go back again. Hebrews 13:2. Do not forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing so, some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it. Strangers are people whose stories are intersecting with ours, even for just that moment. In this huge universe that we have here on this pretty big planet that we occupy with 6 billion or whatever it is, other people. And for a moment, we're crossing paths, not just with a stranger who's just out of nowhere, but people with stories like ours. While this really big story is playing out, and we may have no idea. I had no idea on that sidewalk how much that stranger was going to impact my life. I had no idea in that Denver hotel room how much those people in that room were going to impact my life. There's a big story playing out. And hospitality and seeing strangers with fresh eyes maybe opens us up to a little bit of adventure. Yeah, there's danger, there's risk, there's inconveniences, but adventure awaits. Jesus said something about a stranger too. In his very famous parable, we call it the parable of the sheep and goats, Jesus tells a story about judgment day where people are divided into two groups, sheep and goats. And the sheep are those who get to experience eternity with the king. And I love how Jesus says how he divides them in this story. Because the sheep, the good, those who are going to be with God, they do things like Jesus says, or the king says, I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick, you helped me out. I was a stranger, you invited me in. Doing all these things for strangers or people down on their luck. Jesus said, I was a stranger and you invited me in. I was a stranger and you invited me in. And they go the same place we go a lot of times, like, which stranger? Were you the stranger in the Sears Tower? Or were you the stranger in the Rocky Mountains? Were you the stranger on the sidewalk? Or were you the strangers in the hotel room? Like, which stranger were you? Which one? Just tell me. And the king, Jesus has the king. And this is how the king answers their question of which one? Which one? Which stranger was it? Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. So today, I don't think the challenge is to figure out which strangers are supernatural and are just human. But the challenge is to see strangers, and maybe even strange things, with fresh eyes. Yeah, there's a little bit of danger out there, but there's adventure too. And if we just stay away from all the danger, what could we miss if we miss out on showing hospitality to strangers? So the challenge is always, we always talk about following Jesus. Jesus, when he even said things like, do you believe in me? He was talking about, do you believe in me? Do you believe in me enough to take a step toward me? So we're talking about being followers of Jesus with action, what we do. And this is the challenge today, is to follow Jesus and offer hospitality, especially hospitality to a stranger. Because who knows when you do it? Maybe it's an angel unaware. Maybe it's future great friends. Maybe it's even a future spouse. You never know. You never know. But the challenge is to offer, see strangers and strange things with fresh eyes. Because when we do, Christ is present. I was a stranger and you invited me in. Christ is present with us when we're people who show hospitality to strangers. So again, we show hospitality to strangers, not so they'll pay us back, not so that we get something out of it, but it's about serving the person and that person who God has sent to us. It's uncomfortable sometimes, it might be costly, but Christ is present. So here are just a few ideas of what to do to show hospitality to strangers. One thing is to smile. That's it. Smile, maybe say hello. It's worked for me in the past, believe me, really well. It has worked for me. Probably it's to learn somebody's name. That's a huge thing. I don't think we can overrate how important it is to learn people's names. Like people in your neighborhood or people that maybe you see a lot but you don't know what their name is. Because when you know somebody's name, they go from stranger to acquaintance. And you don't go from stranger to best friend like that. It only happens in the movies or maybe on very, very rare occasions. Usually it's stranger to acquaintance, to a little bit closer acquaintance, to a little bit closer acquaintance, to maybe friend. But show hospitality. Learn names. Maybe pray. Pray for people. Invite somebody. Offer an invitation to maybe do something you're interested in. Maybe to go see a movie, to come over for dinner, to go out for dinner. If you have something you're interested in, to go do it together, to watch a football game together. Something like that, but just an invitation. I was a stranger and you invited me in. To speak, maybe to offer an appropriate touch, a pat on the back, a handshake. Maybe to pull out your shovel and go shovel some snow for a neighbor or a stranger that you don't know, but to serve them. But this is about reaching out, maybe even building relationships, at least seeing Christ present in the stranger and seeing where it goes. So let's be people who embrace what Hebrews 13:1 says. Keep on loving one another as brothers and sisters. Let's keep on loving each other this year in 2020. And this is a new year, and we need each other. We walk through life together. We don't know what's going to happen. This year is strange to us. We don't know what's going to happen. Gerald said that last week. We just don't know what's going to happen. But all kinds of things are going to happen. And we don't know who we're going to meet. We don't know what's going to happen. But let's embrace Hebrews 13:2. Do not forget to show hospitality to strangers. For by doing so, people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it. Adventure awaits for those who faithfully embrace the unknown. Will you pray with me? Heavenly Father, you are good, and your ways and thoughts are higher than ours, and yet you invite us to be a part of the good you are doing in this exciting world that we live in. After you created this world full of life, you looked on it and declared your creation to be very good. Sometimes we are afraid of the unknown, and sometimes for good reason. We acknowledge that danger is part of the world we live in, but we seek you to lead us. We seek you to save us from fear, sin, selfishness, apathy, and death. There are people and things that are strangers to us right now, but whose stories will intersect with ours. Help us to see strangers with fresh eyes. Give us your love for humanity. Fill us with the Holy Spirit so that we can keep loving one another as brothers and sisters. Fill us with your perfect love that drives out fear so we can faithfully show hospitality to strangers. Use our stories in your larger story of Christ coming to bless all the peoples of the earth. In Jesus' name, amen.